Unexpected blessing. I'm glad you folks came. I'm glad we can be any place tonight the way things are. Hey, listen, Psalm 118:24 says, it says this, "This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And even with all the wind, I can rejoice." Amen. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of what every day will be a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. So long to the storm clouds. Take a look at those clear sunny skies. Listen to the birds as they're singing like the angels up on high. Take that smile that you've been saving. Oh, it's time to set it free. I have found that it's contagious. Soon folks smile right back at me. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. One about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. Was yesterday gloomy? Well, it's time to turn the page. There's no obligation. Don't always have to act your age. Take that joy that's within you. Let it glimmer like a jewel. Let it bloom just like a flower. Soon your garden will be full. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for the sunshine. I feel upon my face a beautiful song that I'm singing. The one about amazing grace. Maybe it's like this in heaven. Maybe this is but a taste of where every day will be a beautiful day. Where every day will be a beautiful day. Amen. And listen, folks, a lot of people going around thinking there's no hope. Well, I got news for you. Titus 2:13 says that we are to be looking for the blessed hope, the glorious of our appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our hope. The joys of earth fade soon away. One joy grows fonder every day. Though long the day and dark the night, there shines one great redeeming light. Oh, blessed hope, marvelous promise, my soul's desire, my joy complete, some glorious day I shall behold him. Oh, blessed hope, Jesus will come. When trials come, I must stand sure, By faith alone I must endure. At times it seems the old tempter wins. Were it not for this hope within. If not for this hope, we would faint. Amen. The light of peace for many saints. For death cannot the victor be. Jesus will come, our victory. Oh, blessed hope, marvelous promise, my soul's desire, my joy complete, some glorious day I shall behold him. Oh, blessed hope, Jesus will come. Now, Christian, just think about this. It's getting close. Till we leave this old troubled sphere, until the day star shall appear, this blessed hope my soul shall brace, until the day I see his face. Oh, blessed hope, marvelous promise, my soul's desire, and my joy complete, some glorious day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, and we go through trials, don't we? But we find if we look back on all the trials of our life, can you look back at some of those trials and can't you say, you know, I wouldn't be where I am spiritually if I hadn't gone through that and learned to trust in God. Mom used to sing a song written by Andre Crouch years ago. We're getting ready to record it here in a few months probably. Some of you probably remember, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places and I have seen a lot of faces. There have been times I felt so all alone. In my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus comes to me and tells me I'm his own. And through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Thank you, Lord. Now I thank God for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys,
and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I'd never know that He could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God could do. And through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. All life's trials, they will seem so small till we see Christ. Just one glimpse of His dear face, all life's sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race.
It's going to be a great day. Aren't you thankful that we have a loving Heavenly Father? See people going through life. You know, I've thought about the folks that are in old folks' homes. They don't get a visit from anybody. And then, of course, all the things that have happened, people are just dying and thinking nobody loves them. But as long as John 3:16 is in the Word of God, nobody can make that statement. Well, listen, you can't say nobody loved you. You can't make a statement like that. Well, listen, we have a Heavenly Father not only that showed His love, but we have a Savior that showed His love by staying on the cross. He could have easily come down, but He chose to stay. He walked the Via Dolorosa, struggling hard to stay upright. The beams were heavy on His shoulders, pushed along by Roman soldiers. Love could not give up the fight. They formed a cross and laid Him on it, drove the nails into His hands. Some may see a broken spirit. All I see is love and mercy where the cross of Calvary stands. You can't say He didn't love us. You can't say He didn't love us. You can't say He didn't love us.
when he loved us from the cross. All the years that I spent searching to find that thing that's real and true, when all along the cross of Calvary was the price that he paid for me, so that I could make it through. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the cross. He could have called 10,000 angels, yep, reascended to his throne. But if he left the cross of Calvary, he would have to go without me, and I would never make it home.
You can't say he didn't love.
You can't say he didn't love us.
Can't say he didn't love us.
You can't say he didn't love us more than anybody's loved us when he loved us from the cross. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us. You can't say he didn't love us when he loved us from the cross. He stayed on the cross and he shed every drop of blood. Why? Because the penalty for sin was death. And the only thing that could satisfy that great debt was blood. Oh, it go clear back to the Old Testament, from the time God had to shed innocent blood to clothe his creation. And then all the way through the tabernacle, as they would shed the blood of lambs to roll the sin of the people ahead just one more year, until that perfect lamb, the sinless lamb, went to a cross. It didn't roll the sin ahead a year. It washed it away. Not just temporarily, but forever. And it's because of that, you can read it about it in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Talks about how we're not redeemed with corruptible things of silver or gold, but with what? The precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. Folks, we have a Redeemer tonight because he stayed on the cross. We have a Redeemer tonight because God the Father loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Why? To shed his blood so that he could redeem us. Amen. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, oh, for sinners slain. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see. see His face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank You, oh my Father, for giving us Your Son and leaving Your Spirit till the work on earth is done. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank You, oh my Father, for giving us Your Son and leaving Your Spirit till the work on earth is done. And the work on earth is done.
Thank God for Redeemer. Well, we certainly have seen an awful lot of change and things take place over the last year, haven't we? You know, I think that some people, Christians, sometimes get it in their minds that everything's supposed to be easy after they get saved. I've had the honor and privilege of being behind the Iron Curtain twice before the wall ever came down. I've been able to fellowship with Christians that had to meet secretly, because to meet openly would certainly mean they would be arrested, possibly even have their lives taken. I've got news for you, folks. We're seeing things change on a rapid scale pace. Some people are complaining about it, but I try to be a little bit introspective, and I think, why should we be spared things that other Christians have had to go through for centuries? We have been a very blessed nation. And folks, it could get worse. But see, God never promised that it was going to be easy. In fact, when you listen to things nowadays, you're given the idea that everything's supposed to be fair. So we got to change everything so it can be fair for everybody. God knows for you. My grandma told me right. Life's not fair. In fact, if you're a Christian, we ought to be expecting that there's going to be some bumps in the road. We just heard a message Sunday. Bumps, humps, and potholes. That's life. Amen. I think maybe God was trying to prepare us for something when He, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, had Paul write this. Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, we're seeing that, aren't we? Wherefore, here's the answer, prepare. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, not just part of it or a little bit of it. He said the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Folks, we're going to lose some battles, and we're going to be in some battles. He wouldn't have told us to put on the whole armor if He didn't expect that we're going to be in a warfare. He told us we are. But I got news for you. On the cross of Calvary, the battle has already been determined. And one day our Savior's coming back. I like what this song says, Before Your Pastor Comes Back. And thank you, preacher, for having us. We were going to go to church someplace tonight. And I'm glad that we're here. Amen. I may lose a battle now and then, But in Christ, I've already won the war. This old world's a battlefield where we must fight each day to overcome the evil one and send him on his way. Like a man or his almighty God, there's no greater near or far. I may lose a battle now and then, but I've already won the war. When you're afraid and all alone, and you think that no one cares, and the daily tasks of getting by has brought you to despair, just take God's word into your heart and on his promise stand. You may lose a battle now and then, but the victory's in God's hands. You can have this confidence that helps to see you through. If you'll but give him residence and let him live inside of you, he never promised that it's easy, but salvation's worth some stars. I may lose a battle now and then, but I've already won the war. He never promised that it's easy, but salvation's worth some stars. I may lose a battle now and then, but I've already